Republican candidate Carly Fiorina has been crossing New Hampshire this week as terror attacks in Paris and in California make headlines. Fiorina has been arguing her business background, doing deals in other countries, would make her the best commander-in-chief. From the campaign trail, NHPR's Emily Corwin reports Fiorina's potential supporters like that argument.
This is Fiorina's 10th swing through New Hampshire in half as many months. Through all those stump speeches, her small government pro-business message hasn't changed. Neither has her intensity.
I understand bureaucracies, and that's pretty important right now because the government has become one giant, bloated, unaccountable, inept, corrupt bureaucracy.
But at an event in Concord with the New Hampshire Bankers Association and later at a retail stop at Primary Bank in Bedford, Fiorina spent more time than usual outlining her plans for military intervention with ISIS. She argues she does have foreign affairs experience. See, she got to know loads of international leaders while CEO of Hewlett-Packard.
We cannot have an infidel army, that is what they will call it, deny them territory. We have to have Sunni Arabs deny them territory. And so I'm going to work with our allies, most of whom I know. I've been in the Middle East for a long time.
And Fiorina's arguments seem to be getting real traction.
The world's on fire, and we need somebody to put the fires out, and I think she's great.
Patricia Rickstead came to see Fiorina at Primary Bank in Bedford. She writes mystery novels and lives in town. Her mind is made up.
I think she is very strong with overseas issues. I think she's very well-read. She's met a lot of people. She's spent her whole life working in areas where she's had to meet people and deal with other countries and leaders. And
I'm in a large business, so I understand her background.
Dave Allen is still deciding between Fiorina and Ted Cruz. He works in the security industry.
You know, I've been in business and I've talked to high leaders in places like NSA. I understand why that would be. So I trust her pretty much.
There's this moment you can count on in every Carly Fiorina stump speech. It's when she refers to the Israeli president, she calls him Bibi Netanyahu, as a good friend. Fiorina hopes touting that friendship leads to further good feelings with primary voters. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.